Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lynn Fisher from Washington County Public Health about HPV, human papillomavirus. HPV is something that we've been hearing about lately, with Gardasil especially. Can you explain what HPV is? Mm-hmm.
HPV is human papillomavirus, and it has been linked to cancers. It's been linked to cancers in both men and women. It is a virus that is transmitted sexually. Some people, their body will just clear the virus, and they won't have any long-term effects from it. But other people will go on to develop cancers. So we now have this vaccine that's available to protect against that disease.
And is this vaccine recommended for a certain age group, or just women or just men?
Mm-hmm. It's recommended for both men and women. And the age group is 11 to 26, especially from 13 to 26. Well, the CDC does recommend start giving the three-dose series at age 11, and that is our practice at Washington County Public Health as well. So yes, both men and women. Some people don't realize that.
And there are multiple strains of HPV. Does Gardasil protect against all of them?
It protects only against four strains, and those are the strains that are most associated with vaginal cancers, cervical cancers, and genital warts.
And what should people be doing on a regular basis in that age range to be checked for HPV?
Well, certainly having the HPV vaccine does not mean that women should stop having pap tests. That's very important for their reproductive health. And so in a physical, often the adolescent age group is when people should be getting another physical. And then conversations about other vaccines as well at the adolescent age, not only HPV, but tetanus and the meningitis vaccine are also recommended for that age group. So physicals. But the vaccine is not a treatment for cancer, and so women still need to be monitoring for cervical cancer.
And is this a vaccine that is being recommended by colleges?
It is. It has a lot of support, strong support. The heavyweights really come in. The American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Academy of Family Physicians, and the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology. And that's natural because they work with women's health and cervical cancer. So all three of those, and the CDC, all strongly support the vaccine. So we're really encouraging parents and caregivers to start that. If your physician or care provider doesn't open the conversation, ask the questions.
And if there's a teenager that maybe isn't comfortable talking to their parents about this, is there somebody in the public health department that maybe they could reach out to?
Sure. They can certainly talk with me. I'm a public health nurse at Washington County Public Health, or a nurse at their doctor's office. Maybe they don't want to talk to the doctor, but an anonymous person on the phone, having a conversation with a nurse might be acceptable.
All right. And is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners at this time regarding HPV? Gardasil is kind of a young vaccine, so to speak. It hasn't been around for a long time, so it's kind of new to folks.
It does seem new to people, but really it came out in 2006, so it's been around for 8 years, and so some people still think of it as a new vaccine, or that maybe the safety of it isn't proven yet. But the CDC and the FDA do continuing monitoring of the vaccine, and to date they have not seen any patterns of any serious problems with the vaccine, so we're just not seeing serious medical consequences of it.
Great. And is there anything else you'd like to share?
Well, just that we consider vaccines very important for preventing diseases that could be prevented. Cervical cancer certainly causes deaths, 4,000 deaths a year. So now we have a vaccine that could potentially save those lives.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Lynn Fisher from Washington County Public Health. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.